What's up, ladies and gentlemen? The Podfather Nate here from the Journey into Comics podcast, the flagship show of the Journey into Comics Network. I just want to make sure you guys know you can tune in every single Monday for a brand new episode of our show, where if it's comic book related, we've got you covered.
The following
Journey into Comics.
Journey into Comics.
It's a Journey into Comics.
Journey into Comics.
Journey into Comics.
Journey into Comics.
Network.
Network. Network.
Network.
Network.
Network.
Production.
Production.
Greetings, adventurers!
Are you looking for adventure beyond your wildest imagination?
Look to delve into dungeons to reveal secrets beyond the realm where the mind can wander.
To face unspeakable horrors.
To battle unimaginable demons.
To claim glory and honor.
Join us in a new podcasting adventure where we will journey far and wide to worlds,
planets,
territories,
dungeons. I'm Nick.
I'm Dave.
And this is Dungeons with Dudes.
And we're back for another rousing round of Dungeons
with Dudes.
Very special Sunday edition. You know what that means. Dungeons and Dragons time. We are the Barovia Bros. We're back at it again. This is round four. Right?
Round four of the Barovian Bros.
Back at it again with the White Sabatons.
We're in it again. Sitting here with Mr. AJ.
Hey, how's it going?
Austin.
Here again.
Buckles.
Hey, y'all.
And Watts.
Yellow.
But of course, last but not least, co-host Dave Linder.
Oh, thanks, co-host Nick. Okay. It's good to be here as always.
Wake up.
Every day is Valentine's Day here at the Barovia Bros.
Damn right. Nick and I have this, like, palpable relationship.
We do. It just exudes happiness.
I can feel it in the air tonight.
Tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dan,
did you see that? He's still got it.
Lots of drummers in here. Cool. Well, did you want to make a slight correction from the last round?
I do need to make a slight correction. I'm going to use my magical DM powers, my Dave Master powers, of a hand wavium. I know I said that you guys were close to the city of
Valaki.
That is, in fact, false. You guys are not. I, through a geographical
anomaly.
Error.
Anomaly.
Geographical anomaly. 2 weeks from everywhere.
You guys are a lot farther. It's going to take you a few weeks to get to the town itself.
What?
Oh, shit.
See, that's why it's a good
time. So we're going to have like a couple weeks of gaming before we get there?
No, not, I mean, like, not in-game weeks.
are we still close to the wind, like the windmill?
Yes, you guys are at the windmill.
So, like, at least that means that our decision to go to the windmill ended up being the right one.
Yes.
Anyway. All right, also, are you done with your correction? Because I need to make some errata of my own.
I am done.
So, basically, I looked up some stuff about dwarves and clerics, and I realized that I fucked up as far as the deity that Garda worships and how old she is.
Uh-oh.
Which is not a big deal. It's just background fluff. But, so Garda should actually be, like, 100. Like, I said she's 70. She should be, like, 170.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Typical woman lying about her age.
Yeah.
Like that, and I'm just like,
well, because I thought their lifespan was like 200, but I was thinking of, I think, Tritons or some shit like that. I don't know. Either way.
Dwarves live longer than that.
Yeah, dwarves live to be like 350. So Garda is
they
like...
Scout boys.
She's like 170 years old, and her deity is not Silverbeard, but it is Moradin, who is like the craftsman dwarf god.
I should have gotten that. Stone. I'm a little disappointed in myself that I didn't get that now that I think about it.
I mean, honestly, the crossed axes on the shield are just rad, so those are staying.
Okay.
That's still fair. They're red as fuck.
Actually, no, they're crossed hammers now. I apologize. They are actually supposed to be crossed hammers.
It's not a hammer and a sickle.
Plot twist.
Okay, but that's it. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your correction. Any more corrections?
Nah, we're good. I'm good.
I have one more correction. We're no longer playing D&D. We are now playing... I got nothing. I was trying to make a joke.
Big motherfucking crab trucker.
We are now playing the Maid RPG.
Yeah. Oh.
Ooh. Oh.
Ooh, I don't know what that is, so let's...
Oh, you do.
Somebody want to
when the Japanese-ophile, the weeb here, says we're playing the maid game, that's a frightening prospect.
Yes, Bucky-sama.
No. No, Bucky-sama.
All right, anyhow, I apologize.
Gross. All right. So that's my correction. So if someone wants to do the recap.
You should lean in closer.
Previously, on Dungeons with Dudes, Barovia Bros.
After mucking about a little bit in Barovia, the party found themselves escorting a woman named Irene from the town of Barovia.
Irina.
We're not going to pay you to do these recaps anymore. Keep fucking them up.
No more gold for you.
All right. So, Irina from Barovia to Valaki. Along the way, we saw a lady that, from what Uthal witnessed, is a kidnapping.
Twice orphaned.
That guy.
Is a kidnapping lady who also sells, like, dream pastries, which is, like, basically Barovia heroin. So.
Ketamine. Would you call it Barovian pastries?
No, that's what I was trying to think of. What name ketamine. We came up with? I remember we said it was.
It was
ketamine.
A drug. We couldn't remember which
we
drug
came up with. Name, ketamine pie or ketamine pastry? I don't
remember. And then we got the ketamine tart stuff with ketamine.
Green pastries. So,
ketamine pop tart.
We witnessed the lady taking a cart to a windmill, or in the direction of a windmill. So the party decided amongst themselves to go to the windmill, where we witnessed a crow kind of squawking at us as if trying to warn us of some danger, and we are right outside of the door, and here we are. So the way that I see it is...
And you guys are all... I'm going to say you guys are all rested, so you have all your spells and
sounds
stuff.
Good.
You did, and all your cool. Whatever, all your things. You guys are level 4, correct?
Yes, correct. That is correct. Yes.
Can we ascend, though? Are you telling us to be level 5 right now?
No, no.
Cool. Cool.
Nice try.
I'm only really excited for it.
He though, didn't entertain so just, that for half a second.
Yeah. All right.
So actually, for mentioning that, you're only level 2.
Oh, boy.
So here we are outside of this windmill.
Can I roll perception to see if there's any, like, windows, lights going on inside the windmill? Any sign of life or activity?
Go ahead and roll perception.
What time of day is it, by the way?
It's night.
Night.
Night just fell as we got
it is,
here.
It is the dusk is upon us.
18?
The witching hour, as it were.
With 18, you don't see... The windmill is moving slightly. There's no, like, light or anything coming through that you can see. It's pretty much well boarded up. Mm-hmm. But you do see off path, slightly past the windmill, are these big, giant stones that look... Mm. They're, like, in a circle that look like
a hinge.
Kind of Stonehenge-esque, yeah.
Ish, yeah. Like this, yeah.
Stonehenge.
Megalith.
Megalith is what it's called.
Yeah.
Hey guys, so I know that we went through an extremely haunted house and that was really fucked up, but we also have some, like, creepy-ass stones in the back, and also this windmill is probably terrifying and filled with corpses. So, which way do you guys want
to
go to
try and they're baby
find...
corpses. Sorry.
I'm trying to find this lady, so do you think she's in here?
Windmill full of guts.
My metal band name.
Gonna go destroy those guts.
I like that we've gone from death house to death windmill.
Let's, I think we should probably... how far away is the
do you smell corpses?
Not too
or,
far off. It's
or is
like
it the
off
broom
towards,
that you feel like might be haunting
side.
Inside?
It's like off towards the woods area, but it's not right. Like way off.
Let's go inspect the megalith first, because it's just out here.
How long ago was it we saw the woman? Like, would she have just gone in and we're just kind of catching up to her, or did she go in a while back?
She went a little... We'll say she went in a little
okay.
While.
So we're not just guys. Now following her in, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's been in there for a little while.
So, and
but it's pretty obvious that she went into this. Burn a worm!
So you want to check out the megalith?
I suppose. I mean, there's the possibility that we're, by going to
this
investigate the windmill,
to,
or the megalith.
Just to remind everybody, like, game time and stuff, just a little out of character. Game time, we had Garta spotted Strahd the night before this. Like...
There was something said about not wanting to be outdoors in the dark.
Spotted Strahd, yes, but spotted Strahd heading back towards Barovia, away from where we were going.
We call him Spotted Dick, but...
I'm just saying, we have to be careful with having Irina out in the open.
Right.
So,
all
if we
I was
check out the megalith,
is,
I don't want to hang out there too long, is all that I'm saying.
What I was kind of thinking was that if the woman had a child, the more time we spend messing around with the megalith, the more time she's going to be, you know, doing stuff with this kid, apparently.
Hey. But these rocks look really cool.
We'll check it out.
Let's just go check it out.
Is already heading that way because
I'm gonna go climb on top of these rocks.
Drawn to it because they're cool.
Well, that fuck kids.
As soon as you guys go to the rocks, there is four ancient stones, and they are moss-covered stones, and they bear crude carvings of a city. And each of which is associated with a different season. So, there's a city of winter is shown covered with snow. There's a city of spring arrayed in flowers.
Arrayed in flowers.
Well put.
The city of summer has a sunburst overhead. And the city of autumn is covered with leaves.
Alright. Is there any kind of role we could make to discern more about this place? Like religion or history?
Actually, it's stone, right?
Yeah. I'd like to do an art.
I want to do a history check on the stonework of the pillars because I have advantage on that.
As do I.
Classy.
So I'll do it. I'll do an arcana check since no one else is.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I got it. I got a 12.
That is a 5 on the arcana, so.
13. Yeah, 13.
18.
With that, you can tell you've heard rumors and stuff like through like Barovia and passing people that this is I lost the place. There's a legend of tells of the four cities said to be the cities of paradise where the Morning Lord, Mother Night, and the other ancient gods first dwelled.
And those would be like the not horrific deities of this area, this plane.
Yeah. And as you guys are studying, you see a raven is kind of circling overhead.
We got more birds.
And it kind of stops and starts pecking at something on the autumn, on top of the autumn.
I'd like to go do a nature check on that one.
Okay.
Let's try a nature check.
Hey, let's help, let's all help toss Corin up there to see what the raven's pecking at.
Actually, there's a bird! Throw him at it! Throw me up!
Would that be an athletics roll?
Oh, Jesus. That's a bad nature check. that's a really bad one. That's so bad these dice are going back in the bag.
Oh, God.
That was a bad nature roll.
You can't really see. It's definitely picking at something. As you guys kind of look up, you see that there's a pastry.
Oh, like birds get fucked up.
He's just kind of pecking at it.
My wife says, take me down to the Paradise City.
Hold on, guys. I'm going to take a dart, and I'm going to attempt to throw it right at the stone. Not, like, from the angle that I'm looking up at, I want to throw it at the stone, so it basically just tings off the stone and causes the raven to, like, scare it off.
You know what we could
do? You were trying to kill this poor raven with extra steps.
You just kind of go boom and it goes away.
Because it's a bird.
So I'm just going to look at the raven and go, wah! Go away, bird!
And as you guys are looking around, you notice that. And also in the center of the megalith, you see there is a pile of, it's very, very obvious, it's
dead children?
Children's teeth.
Wow.
How lovely.
Hey guys, I'm going to the windmill. So I start making my way out of the megalith. I start going towards the windmill.
So was the bird trying to get our attention to the kid's teeth?
Not really. It was just kind of pecking at like one of the like a pastry thing.
Oh, I gotcha! I gotcha! Yeah. Gotcha!
Let's not.
So we understood that this monster, the bird was getting the animals fucked up too.
So she is a fiend. Are we still gonna throw corn on top of this megalith?
How soon before she starts putting potions in the water to turn the frogs gay? To turn the grung gay? I apologize. Yeah. All right, yeah.
Holy shit, man!
Origins of the grung.
I want to be at the windmill door, not. At like about 10 feet away from the door.
I'm gonna gather the teeth before we leave.
We got the teeth.
Yeah. I'm sorry, why?
Because
I don't know. You want some teeth?
You know, we've laid the bodies to rest at one point. That helped us before.
Children's teeth. Okay, yeah, but these are just pile of teeth.
And I don't know. They seem to be piled there for a reason.
Okay.
Were they piled there for a reason?
Varanus.
Yeah.
That's very unsanitary.
He ate the teeth earlier out of something else.
That's
so.
Just a thing I expect my orphan to do now.
You ate teeth.
First episode.
Cool. That's just a thing I
expected. Like, no, actually, the reason, like the reason I wanted to gather them, you said they were piled up like right in front of one of the stones?
In the center of the stones.
That seems like a ritual thing. I'd like to disrupt whatever that ritual might be doing.
Maybe just kick them over, it'll probably do it. I use Word of Radiance to burn the teeth with holy light.
Alright, the teeth go up. I mean, they don't really. I mean,
I'm gonna pee on it. So
do they hold on? Do they just start popping like popcorn?
Ooh, crunch! Okay, now let's head for the windmill.
Okay, no, seriously,
you don't see any difference when you do that, like.
But fine.
Just pick them up. Feel better. Makes you feel better.
I just pick them up, and throw them into the woods.
I just turn around and I'm just like, guys.
But there's teeth, man.
Where is Irina in all of this?
She's probably back in the wagon.
Just staring at us, just like, oh my god, you idiots.
Yeah,
she's just chilling in the wagon.
Yeah.
Cool. How far away is the wagon from the entrance?
How far do you want the wagon to be?
It's right next to the entrance.
Did our internet die? I want to keep it within viewing distance, just in case, like, I don't want her to get kidnapped or anything like that.
No, you're fine, dude.
Or also, what if she turns and we just get back to the cart and she's already fed our donkey? Fed on our donkey. Exactly.
She doesn't seem like she's...
She's already fed the donkey. I mean, she's doing a good job.
If she kills Peyton Muehlman, she dies.
And especially if Velocky's going to take us weeks, just saying. Anyway, so,
yep.
Windmill?
Yep, windmill.
Windmill.
Are we still recording?
I don't know.
I'm not entirely sure.
We'll find out.
Let's break for a word from our sponsors. There are none.
Don't get me excited.
There are none.
Sponsor us, Shake and Bake.
Ooh.
Shake and Bake, baby.
It's Shake and Bake, and I help.
I thought that was a hamburger helper.
That makes a great meal.
That's Shake and Bake, and I help.
Okay.
Get on it, scrub.
Yeah. Know your jingles,
okay, so
bro.
While we're in this slight downtime, I got a game that we can play. Do you guys want to play it?
I'm afraid.
Character?
God.
You guys want to
play a game?
What is the game?
All right. And I pull out pieces of paper, and I hand one to each and every single one of you, and I pull out this, like, bag, and I open it up, and all these dice fall out, and I just say, all right, so what I've done is I've written down numbers next to your names. Those are your characters in this game that we're going to play, right? So... You walk into
playing. Holy shit, it's Inception.
Wait, do I have to, it says I have a sword. Can I just talk to the bad guys we find?
No, it's not a game like that. So, like, what you you don't talk to anyone. No, you just kill a lot of things. And
so
that sounds
wait.
Sounds awfully violent.
You can teabag things. That's
why
pretty
does,
cool.
Why does
teabagging?
Why does my paper
what I do
say
when I walk too close to you?
Why does my paper say Death House on
I've
it?
I've never seen you drink tea.
Yeah. So the first thing that happens
yeah,
is you guys
ate
come
teeth.
Across.
I didn't drink them.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
The first thing that happens is you guys come across a rather very large broom. Stands about 18 feet tall, and it can deal 300 damage. So roll for initiative.
Can I
set it on fire?
Can I sweep the floor with the broom? It's filthy in this room.
Ag has some serious problems he's trying to deal with.
He's trying to work through some shit right now.
You guys aren't very helpful in helping work through my issues.
Did you expect this to be? Did you really?
Did I really? I mean, like, honestly,
if you know Uthal,
yeah, no,
twice
no.
Orphaned at all, I am not going to help you.
Okay.
All right. Are we all good now?
Now we're back in it.
All right. You guys are heading into the windmill?
Let's head into the windmill.
I'm going to stay behind with... what's her name? Make sure she doesn't get taken out there.
Irina.
By
Irina.
So
you're going to stay outside and
take
point?
I'll take point, yes.
Oh, you're staying outside?
I'm going to be right
behind. Why leave her out while we go in here?
No, I just wanted to clarify.
Whose idea was it? Why aren't we just taking her inside?
Well, I'd take her in somewhere where there could be even more danger.
I'm sure it's fine.
It's fine.
This
is all fine.
I'm behind Varanus.
There's not 13 Strahds in here and 3 Frankensteins.
I'll bring up the rear.
You're going to bring up the rear, so, Corn, do you want to be in?
Yeah. I mean, I'll go inside.
Okay, cool.
All right. The ground floor has been converted into a makeshift kitchen, but the room is filthy. Baskets and old dishware are piled everywhere. Adding to the clutter is a peddler's cart, a chicken coop, a heavy wooden trunk, and a pretty wooden cabinet with flowers painted on its doors. In addition to the clucking of the chickens, you hear toads croaking. The sweet smell of pastries blends horridly with a stench that burns your nostrils. The awful odor comes from an oven, upright barrel in the center of the room. Warmth issues from a brick oven against one wall, and a crumbling staircase ascends the wall across from it. Shrieks and cackles from somewhere higher up cause the old mill to shudder.
Well, she finally caught up with Hansel and Gretel.
I think fucking bitch lady's upstairs. So, before we do that, I want to investigate this like barrel in the middle of the room and see if I can discern.
We don't have time to get high before we go fight this lady.
You know what? You're absolutely right. Let's just go straight up.
Just dunk my head in it. Investigate the room.
I want to investigate the room. Let's investigate the room real quick.
So,
just real quick.
Perception.
You walk over to the barrel.
Yes.
You see that there's like a greenish black ichor inside the barrel.
Yeah.
It's like real thick looking.
Kind of like a tar.
Something you probably don't want to touch.
I'm going to like grab.
He's
like, going to
touch it.
Is there like a stick or you're anything
totally
nearby?
Going, you're
like,
definitely.
Grab
oh
it, like,
my
kind
god.
Of stuck it in there.
Funny enough, as you guys are looking around, I'll make you guys have to roll this. Small human bones litter the flagstone floor.
Okay, so I'm not going to grab them, but I'm going to just be like, hey guys, I think this stuff over here is dangerous. Do I have. No, hold on.
Throw a dart in there or something.
No, I think I have a bottle. I'm pretty sure I have.
Guys, there's
I
a bunch
a
of fucking
skin.
Children
I'm
bones on the ground in here. This is
like,
we need to go.
No one bats an eye at the teeth, though.
I'm gonna take a water skin and try and like dunk it in there to fill it up.
I wouldn't put your hands anywhere near that thing, man.
I have like there's like a little satchel thing. So
I would throw something into
it
first.
All right. So I'm just gonna go ahead and Garthead is gonna pick up one of the bones off the ground.
Yeah.
And then just into the liquid.
It's really thick. And, like, as you go to put it in there, it kind of, like...
Does it slurp onto it?
Yeah, it kind of, like, attaches to it. And you kind of pull it out, it kind of, like, hangs there for a while, and then slowly it comes back into a pool.
Hmm. Yeah.
And as you get everyone else checking things around, you see...
I'm staying the hell away from Bill Cosby's revenge, sorry.
Step away from the barrel. I kind of want to put a lid on it, though. Can we put a lid on it?
I want to do a perception check on the room to try to find out a little bit better where the sound's coming from.
I think we're worrying a little too much about the barrel.
The sound, like the laughter and stuff?
Yes. Agreed.
As you're sitting, go ahead and make me a perception. Everyone that wants to.
Yeah, I got a 14.
That is a 13.
That is a 13? No, 16.
7?
So with you, you can determine that the sound is coming from up above, from where the stairs are. As you guys are checking out, you guys, we'll say you're at the cabinet. You open the cabinet, and inside the cabinet there is like, you know, flour, sugar, and
ketamine.
Like, yeah, there's gourds of like white powder that look like, you know, ground up bones.
Okay.
Do some lines.
It's terrible.
Going to the bone zone.
This stuff is a downer, remember?
There's like a dozen like locks of hair. And then there is three small bottles that you can see next to each other. One is labeled youth. The other one is labeled laughter. And the other one just says mother's milk.
I'm taking all three of those bottles.
Oh, that's just horribly disturbing.
You're taking all three of those bottles?
I'm taking those bottles.
Okay.
The one that is like the mother's milk has like a green.
Mother is sickly.
All right. So we have.
There's
it's greenish,
so many
like milky
that
looking.
I don't want.
Three bottles. Youth.
Laughter and.
Gone.
What?
Forever young.
Doing shots later.
Alright.
We'll say
after we do lines
roll 7.
Yeah.
You see the wood, you up to the wooden trunk and there's like little holes in the wooden trunk. You open the trunk up and a bunch of frogs are coming out. That's where they think, ribbit, ribbit.
Like, ah, what the hell?
they don't attack you or anything, but like
I know, but it's creepy.
Ah, frogs.
What
ah,
the
frogs.
Hell? It's just suddenly frog.
Quick, Garda, lick it.
Garda. Quick, hold on, did she turn you guys gay?
How do you guys feel about dicks?
Everybody roll to make sure they don't want dicks.
I run out.
I don't know. That one's giving me like a weird look.
Garda goes over the chest that contained the frogs and like upends it so the frogs can like.
Alright, there's 100 frogs in there. So you're at least 100 frogs across the room.
I just start grabbing them and throwing them in various directions because I'm right. So
I gotta
confused.
Ask, Ribbit. Are they able to leave the door?
Oh, yeah, like, we've left the door open.
They left the door open, they're gonna start.
Oh, leaving. Yeah, I guess it's eventually
okay,
some frogs.
So Twice Orphaned just starts noticing all these frogs squirreling out of the place. And he's gonna be like, did you do that?
Hey, so we didn't ring the doorbell or anything, but we did knock over the chest full of frogs and set them free.
Excuse us for making a mess in here.
Sorry, I just wanted to free the wildlife that deserves to be in the chest here.
Nice that we're sneaking. So,
is there any, how many exits are in this room? Is it just the one that goes up?
There's just the stairs and then the door.
I'm heading towards the stairs. Yeah, I'm tired of seeing kid parts.
Is it a spiral staircase?
Like this? And that.
Kinda, yeah, yeah. It goes up along the wall. It's like it's a dome shaped.
I'm gonna add now that Uthal is really curious as to what is going on with all these frogs. So his curiosity is getting the best with him. So he just brings Irene in and closes the door behind him.
Okay.
If you want, she's like, I can wait here.
Give her one of your swords.
If you guys want to.
No, I'm gonna bring her inside.
Yeah, no, she'll wait inside.
Yeah, I'm gonna first floor. Like right here.
Just
by
say
the door.
She'll wait.
I just tell here. Her wait here.
I'll scream if things happen.
I'm not.
So will we.
No, I was
we will also scream.
I was gonna grab a frog and be like, protect yourself. But then I was just like, no, I don't want to just offer a frog to a lady because that seems weird too.
That sounds right up
and
back down.
I loaned her one of my hand axes.
She's trying to better myself.
If you offer her a frog for self-defense, she's gonna think you're taking the ketamine Pop-Tarts.
There is, as you, and like, we'll say Corin. He's a little halfling. He likes food. Walks up to the oven. You see there's a dozen of those like pastries in there.
No.
Can I grab them?
No.
I mean, they're hot, probably.
Freshly baked, actually.
Fresh baked.
I want to pull them out of the oven.
All right. You pull them out of the oven.
We're going to snag these on the way out.
I'm actually going to snag.
Food snacks!
For one of those long nights where we can't sleep.
Twice Orphaned really wants to eat one too.
Dude, do you guys realize we can sell these guys back to the Barovia thing?
Thorn. You know, we're not here to destroy the witch. We're here to subsidize her.
Hey, Nick.
Did you just suggest that we become drug dealers?
I mean, we're not saying we're taking people's children yet, but.
Did you just say yet?
No.
I heard that.
I roll deception.
All right, roll deception.
Because you did so well last time.
Fuck, it's a 4.
Oh, my goodness.
Natural 20. On insight.
You tried to trick us before, haven't you?
So she just...
I'm just going to be like, listen, should the circumstances happen...
I'm just going
to
look at
that. ...to be that way eventually, I'm not saying it's an impossibility... Is it probable? Yes, but I mean the possibility of it happening is so.
I'm just gonna look at Ag and go no. Just stop,
okay,
man.
Fine.
Just stop.
I go up the
this
stairwell.
Is just like the time you tried to sneak into that lady's room and we got you.
I'm gonna roll intimidation.
Oh god.
What were you intimidating?
The frogs.
I rolled a 7, so I'm not intimidating anything. I'm just giving them a look.
Lifting that frog.
That frog is scared as shit, man.
All right.
So, up the stairs.
Up the stairs. I'm leading up the
but
stairs.
Points for creativity.
Oh, I'm leading up the stairs, yes.
All right, you guys head up the stairs.
I'd like to make a perception check as soon as I get to, like, right at the door.
What door?
Well, whatever's at the top.
There's
of
not
the
a
stairs.
Door. It just kind of empties out to a big room, which I will read right now.
Okay, thank you.
A haggard, heavy-set old woman with a face as wrinkled as a boiled apple sweeps the floor, pushing around a few old bones and stirring up a cloud of white dust with her broom.
So that's where Roseanne is.
She wears a blood-stained, flour-caked apron. A long, sharp bobkin impales her bundled-up mound of gray hair. The dirt-caked windows allow very little light to enter this 8-foot-high chamber, most of which is taken up by a large millstone connected to a wooden gear shaft that rises through the ceiling into the center of the room. A stone staircase continues up toward the sound of loud cackling.
I'm going to turn to the rest of the group and kind of look real kind of somber and say, guys, Paula Deen's falling on hard times.
Who?
So this lady is not cackling. But this is just an old lady with a broom.
She's sweeping up. She's got a blood-stained apron that's also like covered in flour.
We don't see any kids, do we?
Corn shooter.
She's also like sweeping up bones.
Hold on.
And she notices you guys all go upstairs. She notices you. Oh, hello. Can I help you?
Hi.
Can I interest you in some pastries?
Not at the moment. I'm kind of
full. My old lady voice isn't great.
It's all right. Thank you. Can you explain?
Are you here to buy?
No, we're here to we're here to inquire on some business.
Business?
Yeah. I happen to be wondering.
Should we keep Ag talking? He wants children.
What is it that we do here? Exactly. Like, how are you?
Do you offer wholesale discounts?
Do you offer exactly? Mm, basically, we want to know if there's like a tour you can take us on around this, you know, fine establishment. We want to know how the dream pastries are made. So that way we can inquire and, you know.
She looks at you. If you're not buying, please leave.
I hold out my little satchel of change and I just kind of say, I'll buy after I get the tour. Can I roll?
No tours.
Where are the children?
Children?
Yeah. Thanks, Mom.
All right. Thanks, Mom. I tried and I punch her in the face.
Oh, God.
No.
What are you doing?
You walk up and punch her in the face.
AJ, there are levels of action in between yours, what you just did.
You are part of a fucking team.
And punch in the face. Let's dial that back for a minute here. Because the cackling.
Can I take that back?
Please do.
I'll say you can take that back.
And it's okay. I understand why you went for punch in the face. And I'm with you to a degree. However,
We're just not there yet.
I put forth. The only reason I'm not saying deck this old woman straight in the dome is because the cackling of like the evil laughter is coming from further up. This might just be a crazy old lady.
Well, give me the signal when it's time because I'm feeling not really.
The signal is this: punch that lady.
Just take it down a notch.
All right. I say kill her.
I'm passionate.
She's not gonna buy anything.
She takes part in murdering children. Killer.
She probably doesn't even know.
Right.
How much are they?
She's covered in
blood. One gold each.
One gold.
You're covered in blood a lot too.
Could be charmed.
She's not actually playing with her beard. I am.
Anyhow, so.
So what's this about family bonds? You told me before, and you want to let a child murderer go?
We're not letting anything go. We're just going to keep
it on. We're finding out if she's the actual child
murderer. Excuse me. You're in my home. Yeah. If you're not going to buy anything, leave now.
I want to buy one. I want to buy a dream pastry, and I take a gold piece out of my satchel. And
you don't have any gold left.
Yes, I have a gold. I have one gold, and I hold it out in my hand. And I'm just like, one dream pastry, please.
She takes the gold from you.
Mm-hmm. I put my hand back down.
Puts it there. And she goes to a little, we'll say like there's in the room, and she produces one.
She goes to the other room?
No, she just goes to like the other part of the room.
Another part of the room, and she produces one?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Here you go, dearie.
Do you? So now that we can stay, and I just kind of fucking put it away.
Do you make the pastries?
Well, yes.
What's in them? What is in them?
Oh, that's trade secrets. Can't tell you.
How long should this last?
may I roll persuasion to convince her?
Sure.
Actually, I'm going to use the guidance cantrip on myself, actually.
I'm going to assist however I can assist.
All right, so that is a 17 plus. That is a 21 persuasion.
14 here.
So it's basically just like, now listen, we really enjoy what you make, and
big fans.
We just really wanted to know since, you know, it's obvious you're one of the better ones in your craft, and no one's gonna be able to.
The only one in the craft.
Exactly.
Except the Barovia bro.
The little guy over here. In the corner.
Is he okay?
Corn's just looking for the rest of the ketamine.
Guess his teeth itch. Alright, so.
I'm afraid, dearie. I can't tell you what's in it.
Who's laughing upstairs?
Oh, that's just my daughters. You know, daughters.
I do.
Damn it.
They're always playing around.
Can I just start? Can we meet them?
No, no, no.
I just start looking at Garta and I'm just like.
I think if you it's time for you to leave.
I think it's time to be blunt.
I think not.
No, I think it's time for you to leave.
Where I think it's time to explain the bones downstairs, yeah. Ma'am.
Bones? What do you mean teeth bones? Back?
Garta?
There's bones downstairs on the floor.
There's
how
bones
did they get
on the floor
there?
She's sweeping up.
I thought, oh, is there bones, you know, on the floor? Children. Yeah, leave their toys around. Them. I'm sure it's
toys. Bone toys. Really?
All right, well then we're going to have to go upstairs and have a conversation with your daughters if that's from them.
I don't think you will.
And I think we are going to start walking towards the stairs.
Garta?
I think it's time for you all to leave.
Way in the face.
Okay.
Hold on. Can I pick Ag up and like throw him at her?
I will let you do a surprise. I will get you a surprise round to punch this lady in the face. Roll the hit.
I want to do a fastball special.
Add a D4 to that. I'm going to use Guidance Cantrip on here.
Woohoo!
Let me throw him.
No.
You're a dwarf, not that. I can throw him.
You throw me, big boy.
I can't throw God.
16.
That will miss. Whoa! So, let me explain this.
Wait,
so
with a surprise,
you...
don't you get advantage?
No, not necessarily. I think you just get to like act before the initiative.
I think so.
Before I draw a fancy thing.
All right, we need to clear some space here.
We will. But as you go to punch her, you go to swing and you connect, but it kind of bounces off.
Wow.
And she kind of like starts cackling and like, you know, laughing, and she calls for Bella, Ophelia, we have intruders. Uh-oh. And she kind of morphs and she starts growing horns out of her head.
Oh.
And her skin turns to this, like, purple.
Do you have a picture?
And her, I do.
Thank you.
And, like, her hands have these, like, sharp claws start coming out.
Well, boy, she's a hag.
Garta leans back and just...
Twice Orphan looks at Garta. I told you.
I'm just start backing away as she's like transforming.
I prefer not to go there first.
This is a picture.
Ag goes to punch her and she catches the fist.
That's a night hag.
And I back up and I'm just like, guys.
Can I grab him by the collar again?
Ag goes to punch her and she catches the fist. Cue Agling.
The most anime thing.
Alright, give me a second to.
Ube wa no shiri yaru.
I don't get that.
Chotomate!
Yamate! One punch!
That's all I know.
Naruto! Sasuke!
What? It's over 9,000!
For those listening to the audio, what's happening now is DM Dave Master is setting up for combat.
No need to go.
I'm talking to like the hag right in front of me, and I'm just like, right, so here's a character, and like...
This
is so much to do. It's like, I have like a little screen and stuff, and she's just like, I roll to jump on this thing, and I'm like, all right, roll for dexterity. And she's just like, one, and I'm just like, oh, you don't seem to make it. You just kind of fall off. It's unfortunate.
When did Ag become like a member of the Beatles?
Right, Miss Ringo.
It just kind of happened. It only happens when
Ringo's
like,
not even the best drummer in the Beatles.
Only gonna happen when I DM. Things.
Shut the fuck up! You're lucky we still let you play the rooms.
We're gonna put that right on the fridge so we can see it every day. Yeah. We're about to get our shit pushed in.
there's a very real chance of that.
And there's two more coming down.
Initiative time?
Well, they're probably like... Dusk hags, maybe? Twilight hags? Gloam hags, even?
Please don't use the word hag. You start with a TW.
Are you rolling initiative?
Yep.
I'll get it.
Twat hag.
Oh, yeah. You know, twat hag.
We'll say she's this.
Sounds like my ex.
8.
So that's the hag that was there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, like, when I was bagging out and stuff, I'll be right there.
My game ass started walking towards the fucking stairs where...
8.
Twice Orphan, what'd you get?
8.
Anybody have...
You and I are going to have to roll off here.
Anybody have characters and stuff? I got some here.
I need as well.
I'll just use a D4. Honestly, I'm not using the D4. 19, 16, 16.
I think I have another
D4.
Give me one second.
I got 21.
Oh, I forgot to roll initiative. Hold on. I need to figure out where I'm going to be on here.
Oh, sweet. I have 19.
Can I have that? Those are going to be other hags or whatever, maybe?
Those are, yes.
Do you have initiatives for Here's monsters?
I will. I got all these things I gotta do.
I'm sorry.
I have all these books. There's all these books.
Why can't I hold all these limes?
There's too many of them. All these too many limes. Too many limes.
My potion. My potions are too strong for you, traveler. You cannot handle my potions.
13 for the night hag.
Night hag! Sorry. I'm on the night hag!
Anybody else want to give a guess?
The wind will whisper when the night witch is gone. I'm detected.
Well, I actually didn't manage to headbutt the microphone doing that. I'm impressed.
Good. Good. Yeah.
All right.
Quarantine first. I'm rolling it up right now.
Is
that
their
first Sabaton reference in all these games?
That's probably our first Sabaton reference.
That's impressive, actually.
Is that a Clan Goliath guy? Oh, nope, that's a lady. That is a brute.
Just assume the gender.
She's got boobs.
That is a brute from a game called Dark Age.
Oh, you told me about Dark Age.
Which is muy bueno.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci. All right,
so first up.
What was the front from the end?
All right. I'm gonna sling off an arrow at that hag.
All right.
Mercy buckets, Mademoiselle.
That's 16.
That'll miss.
It's just that horn. Plus my initiative, right? Or it's something else too.
Your longbow?
No, you add
11
it.
Plus 9.
Oh, so it's 20.
Oh, so that will hit.
Sorry.
You should be right up close.
I'm real bad at this. So. I'm real bad at this. Okay.
It's okay.
Does a D8.
The thing is, it's like the last two.
We're gonna try,
and you know we might lose people, but hey, you know what? It's for good cause.
Plus so I got two, and then
short bow plus
longbow.
Longbow,
yeah,
would be 8 plus.
Well, it'd be it's plus 9.
This is piercing.
No, that's plus 9 to the attack roll.
Yeah,
and then it's the what's he add to his damage?
That'd be plus his dex.
It's plus 5, so 7.
Yeah,
7 damage.
Yeah.
Since I'm next, does the hag have any metal on her and on her person?
No.
All right. Well, then I can't use that spell.
But you get a good shot at her. You catch her like in the like top of the shoulder. She's like, oh.
No, I was trying to shove it back that way.
She just cackles loudly when she hit.
Makes me feel like she's not taking me seriously.
Little guy.
I am a little guy.
All right. Who is that? Is that your turn?
That's my turn.
All right.
Well, I know I said I wasn't gonna have to look up spells, but let me look up a spell real quick.
I like that the monsters have a heart written in it.
It wasn't intentionally.
it's
a heart,
it's still nice.
But I mean, this was brought up from the waifu catalog, so. All
right. So I'm actually going to, use a bonus action since it is a bonus action spell. To use the scroll of spirit weapon that I got from that chest in the house. You create a floating spectral weapon within a range of 60 feet. You can make a melee attack spell on a creature within 5 feet of the weapon on a hit. Target takes force damage equal to 1d8 plus your spell casting ability. Clerics of deity I don't think it doesn't really say what the, I think you make the attack with your modifiers based on the weapon?
I believe so.
Yeah, okay, so basically, she holds up this scroll, and then a spectral warhammer appears in the air next to the hag, and I'm going to use...
Bopper.
I'm going to bapper. And that is a plus my wisdom, so that would... Maybe my spell attack, so that would be a 23 to hit.
That will hit.
All right, and that will be a 1d8 plus wisdom, so that would be 12 force damage.
All right, your spirit weapon comes and takes a good slice out of her.
Boop. It's a bop.
It's a bop.
She cackles,
and then I myself
can do a lot of
cackling.
And then I myself am going to do what I do and do Guiding Bolt.
You do you, boo.
And I'm going to
You do that voodoo that you do so well.
And I'm going to cast it at second level. And that is going to be a 21.
That will hit.
All right. And so that is going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
Damn. D6. Bring the pain.
Radiant damage.
We're going with the second level spell.
Yeah. Well, it's a first level spell. I'm casting it at second level slot. All right, so that's 1, 5, 7, 12, 18 radiant damage.
Damn.
Ooh. Laying the smack down.
Yeah.
Are you using your magic weapon?
How much was it you said?
18.
Are you using your magic weapon thing?
I mean, I have my magic weapon, but...
I didn't know how long it lasted. Was
oh, my magic... My magic... Oh, the spirit weapon?
Yeah. No, the you have the ability
The magic weapon feature, like, technically lasts until each long rest, but then I renew it.
Okay. I just didn't know if you had to do it every...
Theoretically, year. I have a magic weapon, unless I get separated from it.
Gotcha. And,
so, anyway.
You could bless one of our weapons.
I could, but then I... Then my weapon wouldn't be. So, I know. Fuck you.
She takes the guiding bolt, and so. She kind of... stumbles back a little bit. And
did the radiant damage seem to affect her more than...
It's hard to tell.
Okay.
Alright, and monsters. That is Garda's turn.
Monsters. Time for the monsters.
We love you, monsters.
We love them. Getting chomped alive
by a
werebeast.
I already messed up a little bit. How much damage you did?
Do like 7?
Right, so that should be...
She's probably got resistance to non-magic.
Fun.
Alright, that's okay, because I have a minor sort of solution for that. Okay, in that case, I'm going to... Is this Corrin?
No.
Alright.
That's me.
So basically, I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm trying to get closer. And that's you?
I'm the kobold.
Alright.
That's me.
Alright, well, I can't do anything yet, but like... That's my turn.
All right, masters.
All right.
Fist with magic.
So, is this...
That's all? That's twice orphaned, yes.
All right, she is going...
Where'd you get a gun?
Uthal thick.
Dummy thick.
What's up? Thick.
What's your
Dummy
name?
Thick.
I'm trying to fight this hag. Dummy thick.
My ass keeps...
And my ass cheeks clapping keeps giving me disadvantage on stealth.
But it's really upping my hypnotism.
It's like two slices of ham.
What's he doing,
Dad?
She kind of like points her finger at you.
Oh fuck!
And this like black, crackly looking like bolt shoots out of her finger. Ooh, that'll hit you.
Oh god!
All right, you've been hit with a ray of enfeeblement.
Enfeeblement.
Whoa!
So that is on a hit, the target deals only half damage with weapon attacks that use strength until the spell ends.
Whoa!
And it's 1 minute, so 10 rounds.
Damn!
Oh my god! All
right.
And then
hit you
going,
feeble.
Damn, man, you feeble.
Walk over this corner here.
Well, I get +2 to my damage, so
it'll balance out a little bit. But yeah, that's not.
Reducing your accuracy a little bit.
We'll say.
No, it
only affects damage, right?
Yeah, it only affects my damage. Yep. So I roll my damage, that gets half, and I add 2.
2 more witches come to the stairs. They'll say they can't do anything turn, but they're down the stairs.
Are they the same monster?
Yes.
Oh dear God. Okay.
Have we gotten ourselves into one hell of a pickle here, guys? Yes.
I love making the people understand how scary these monsters are. Go, oh.
All right, so is it me then?
Yes, for honest.
Yeah.
I'm going to slide over.
Corrin's going to sneak back down to the kitchen and see if there's any coffee on the pot.
I'm going to try to bottleneck them. Are they both? Okay, so the way you have them on the map here, is one of them still on the stairs, the other one's at the entrance?
We'll say that's it, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try to bottleneck them in there.
All right.
So I'm trying to block one. I'm trying to block one off at the door, and the other one's still behind it.
Okay.
So I'm going to attack the one that's in front of the door.
Alrighty.
That is a 14 to hit.
That will miss.
I'm going to do it again. Actually,
She kind of steps out of the way.
I'm going to use my my breath weapon, so it should hit both of them.
Good idea.
Okay.
I think your breath weapon is just like a...
Oh, yeah, that's right. I don't have to roll for it. It's a 14 versus a dex save.
Is that considered a magical effect? No.
Yes.
Yes, it would be.
Can I have another d20, please? Thank you. I forgot my dice.
Mine.
What was the...
14. The save is 14.
And it was a dex?
Dex.
And they probably take half damage on a miss with breath.
That'll pass. The first one will pass. Natural 20, so yeah, that one.
Jesus. Okay, so it was half damage. Let's do a d6, yeah. That would be 4. 3.
And that's fire, or...?
Cold, actually.
Cold. So, okay. You said 3?
Yes.
Half and, of 3...
which one took the damage? First one?
Yeah, that one. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to mark that one as well.
Can I retroactively say use my free action to tell Corrin to come over here?
Yeah.
Sure.
Get the fuck away.
I plan on running away.
That's smart.
Well, I also wanted to basically... I'm trying to get you over to me so I can use magic weapon on you.
Sweet.
So you can deal full damage.
Cool.
So I'm going to mark the one that's in the front of the door. So right. If he attacks any... she attacks anything but me, she has disadvantage.
Alright.
And whoever attacks the first hag next, remember you have advantage because of Guiding Bolt.
Gotcha.
The one that's in the room.
Yeah.
That is it for me.
That'll work for me.
So that is Twice Orphan's turn.
Twice Orphaned. Where exactly is she?
Here's the first hag.
She's like in the middle of like four squares.
Oh. She's big.
Oh. Yeah, she's right there.
How close can I get?
30 feet.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You can get right up next to her.
I'm going to get right up on her.
I got you.
Get up in a group.
Because I'm not quite sure what she just did. It just tingled really weird. And I'm
it touched you in a bad spot.
You do feel weaker. Your muscles start to like tense up a little bit. And feel like you've been like running all day. And lifting heavy things.
She touched you in a bad spot. Your soul.
I pick things up and put them down.
She just shot a beam of the pastry in your mouth.
Ooh, pastries.
Well, that's pretty good. Thank you.
Blueberry.
What do you...
This one tastes like blueberry and child.
blueberry and canopy.
Can I... What is that?
What's up?
I need to see the book that has the samurai class in it.
This guy's monsters.
Should be in Xanathar's.
Actually, I have a nifty little app to help with that, too.
I want to double check this, because I forget what it was, because it's been, 3 weeks?
Subclass.
It's been 3 weeks, and there's been some alcohol consumed in the interim.
Handfuls. Handfuls of alcohol.
Handfuls of alcohol?
Yeah.
What do you look at?
You like to use a glass normally.
fighting spirit.
Right, a handful.
Starting at third level, your intensity. Well, here. There.
Do.
Ow. Why you poke?
Sorry.
1-800,
why are you poking? 1-800, why you poking? You gave me 1d4 poke damage.
Poke.
Peek. Peek.
One sub post it said, IRL, one point of HP damage is when you take a bite into a chip and it stabs you in the roof of the mouth.
Just a Captain Crunch of damage.
Yeah. So basically, like, you know, D&D peasants can do that 4 times and then they die.
Okay, cool. I'm not going to worry about that just yet.
You have the damage capability of 4 potato chips.
Well, I'm going to hit her with my axe. For... 17.
That will hit.
You have advantage, so you can...
Oh, yeah. Roll that again, see if you can crit.
See if I can crit.
Nope.
Nope, that just gives me an 18.
Fair enough.
You'll still hit.
Okay, then I'll roll my damage.
Now this is half. This is
half damage.
So half of my strength. So half of 15.
Need 7.
And then half again of that.
Half of 7.
Because she's probably got resistance to non-magic weapons.
Does she?
I'm guessing.
Well, I got 15 damage, so I cut that in half because of what she hit me with. So he does whatever.
I mean,
it's
better than no damage.
Three damage. Just,
you take a good swipe at her, and it kind of bounces a little bit, but you get a little nick on like her side.
So I was like 1 point short of doing max damage, and it just did nothing.
Yeah. Oh my!
They're designed to kind of nerf us a little bit, so.
I have a feeling they don't have actually that much health, but they're just going to be really fucking hard to actually
very tanky.
Damage.
Yeah.
All right. So,
all right, Ag.
My go. I'm going to be backflipping and tumbling through here. So get up.
You
right
slip
here.
On a bone.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on,
bone.
Man.
Don't
you have to roll acrobats on that.
Come on.
You trip on a baby's bone.
I feel like
just run over there. You don't have to do the flip.
But it looks cooler. So
every
something,
time.
Something to be said for pageantry.
I just want to feel like a Power Ranger.
You tripped on someone's humorous.
It was quite funny.
Hello, Nick Thomas.
So I'm going to first attack with my short sword. I'm going to try and like just jab it into her.
Give her a jabby poo.
That's going to miss. I will use my bonus action to take a free unarmed strike at her. Which will... 18?
That'll hit.
Okay, sweet.
Cast fist.
Dealing one damage.
Would I still take damage?
Wait a minute.
Well,
I don't know.
It was two, and then that's half.
Don't you add your dex?
To my unarmed strikes?
Yeah.
Not for damage, do I?
Yeah, should be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you should be adding dex to
you were adding...
Oh, yeah, no, I've been doing that. I just forgot this time.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, so that would be two... So five divided by two, two?
I mean, just tell Dave what
your
deal and let him have it.
Okay.
I think that's causing confusion.
Okay.
That makes more sense.
I'm the only one that needs
to... You punch
to,
her
like,
in the boob.
Cut mine in half as soon as I roll.
Double half, yeah.
You punch her in the boob. It jiggles a lot.
Boing.
So I'm going to burn a key point to use Step of the Wind to disengage. And I'm just going to go right over here. And that'll be me. So top of the round is Corn.
All
right.
Just come to a space adjacent to me. I'm the D4. Beep, bop, boop, bop, bop.
Beep, bop, boop.
And then, you know, shoot whoever you want to shoot. And then...
I would say keep aiming at the one in front of me. Because that way we're bottlenecking that one in.
All right. I'm going to try to fuck that bitch up.
Bless you. Twice.
Thank you.
I ain't going to do it. 14.
That'll miss.
Oof. All right.
It goes a little wide. Get like right past her head.
Left or right? Because... Oh.
Yeah.
Never mind.
All right. So... For my turn... All right. It is another second level spell slot. Where did I put my fucking pencil? Why do I keep moving it to different locations?
You need to borrow mine.
Found it. All right. So, I'm going to cast two spells. Like you do. So, first spell is Magic Weapon. Corrin's longbow is now a +1 magic longbow. You will now add 1 to both your damage and your to hit.
Sweet.
So pretty much you'll be adding 10 to hit, and then you'll be dealing, I guess it would be an additional plus one damage.
Additional +1 plus your dex,
yes.
Or whatever your dex says.
And in addition to that, I'm going to cast Shield of Faith on Varanus.
Thank you.
Add 2 to your AC.
I borrow your pencil for a moment.
Yes.
Thank you.
And
that
is my turn.
How long does that last, by the way?
Both of those spells last Shield of Faith lasts for like 10 minutes.
Okay, we're good.
And Magic Weapon lasts for 1 minute, so you have 10 rounds of that.
Cool.
Now it is the monster.
And that is my turn.
I'm going to use this to count down the rounds. Because this will be...
That'll work.
For me.
Yeah.
So I know when I can actually stop having my stuff.
All right, so...
If it lasts that long.
We're going to be trying here.
The first lady, Morgantha.
She is not a lady.
Whoa,
that's
whoa,
no lady.
Whoa, she's a lady. She is going to just try to stab you with her claws.
With her claws.
With her claws.
I think she'd be attacking Varanus.
No, she's... That's this one.
Oh, well, I'm a fucking idiot, as we all probably know.
Looking at chat to see if Twig's
going to come definitely hit.
Oh, she probably
will. She will.
Give her a moment.
She She will do it. Yes, hold on.
For 15 points of damage.
Good. Oh, bludgeoning you.
Boom! Razor claws. Rips out.
Ugh. I no longer have chest hair.
And you're running out of chest.
Now I have the chest. Now I have the most chest hair in the party. And she does that. She like, you know, cackles loudly.
You do that a lot.
She likes to cackle.
I yell about it. I yell about it.
Out of my chest.
I go, owie! Mommy!
So the first witch on Granis.
Oh dear.
They're trying to also hit you with their claws.
Come at me, bitch.
That'll miss. And she, you know, she takes a big swipe at you.
Shield!
And you, like, you block against it. The other one.
Guys, I'm crocheting, and as a good wife, I can neither confirm nor deny my husband's intelligence.
I'm going to call bullshit on that because I know better.
So the other witch just kind of points at you, and three darts shoot out of her hand.
Three darts.
Okay. Ooh, magic missile. Ooh, magic missile.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's doing. He's not rolling attacks.
When,
for 8 points of damage.
Ooh. When she pointed at me, I'll go, oh, fuck, finger of death. I was like, I might just die right here and now.
It's magic missile. Disintegrate. People don't know, magic, you don't roll
ten,
a hit with magic.
Yeah, it's just damage. It's guaranteed damage. Yeah.
So three of them shoot into your chest. It's hey. Fuck, ow, mm-hmm. Shit, now.
For 8 damage.
All right. Ew. That's me.
And yes. I believe...
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it is Varanus' turn.
I'm going to continue swinging at the one in front of the door. That ain't going to hit.
Oh, man.
That's 14 again.
Do you do that again?
You should not use that die anymore.
Both my dice have been just completely...
Here, let me...
I gave him one.
I got one.
Well, he needs
Can some... I try to re-roll it?
Here's some backups.
No.
I'm going to go ahead and say no.
You're good.
We'll take that idea. We'll put a pin in it.
And we'll put it on the shelf.
It's on the shelf. On the fridge.
All right. Go ahead.
These are backups for you.
You're up, bag.
Twice orphan.
You're up, twice orphan. Twice orphan.
Oops.
I'm going to use a fighting spirit because I need it.
Yeah.
And that'll give me advantage on this attack. So go me.
10. 9.
So the 10, 16?
That'll miss.
Alright, but I do get 5.
Bounces off her
temporary
jowls.
Skin.
Her points.
She's a bulldog.
Oh god.
Alright. I'm going to just run up here. And I'm going to. Is she still cackling?
Always.
Yeah.
Okay, it's punch her in the throat. As a free action, I'm going to pull out the dream pastry.
Oh, God.
I'm going to make my first attack with a short sword. 15. For my bonus action, I'll make an unarmed strike with the fist that I have the dream pastry in. Because.
Okay. All right.
God damn it.
That's
nice
idea, though.
10.
Yeah, he's,
fuck.
Didn't you take, like, 3 or 4 of them, too?
I believe I just took them out of the oven because he told me they were too hot.
They were, yeah.
And they're cooling nicely.
they'll be ready for us when we're done with the battle.
That was a good idea. That was a really good idea.
I'm just
going
to say you probably don't want to eat those.
I didn't say I was going to eat them, but they're nice.
I'm not going to say he was going to eat it either.
I'll say the pastry's still in your hand.
Cool.
You can still use it for the next round, but you kind of squish it.
Okay. So, just a little squish. Yeah. I figured. I got a little
don't
too
lick
excited.
Don't lick your hand.
I need to like wipe it off.
Wipe it off on your tongue.
Wipe it on her. Right.
Yeah, I just go.
Look up at Twice Orphan. Like, lick my hand.
You can still.
Am I help your strength?
He
we don't know.
Use it for the next
and I'm still looking down. Yeah, you're still an idiot.
What's what are you doing now?
Move, bitch.
Sure. I'm going to burn another thing, do Step of the Wind.
You're going to start throwing your darts here soon.
2 key points left. Yeah, I know, but I want to try this dream pastry thing.
That's fine.
Top of the round is corn.
With your now magic longbow.
Yay.
I'm gonna just fire off at that blue bitch back there. For those listening to the audio, the main hag is blue.
Yep.
I don't think she's a sad hag, because she's having a good time.
She's just
acting like crazy.
She's here for a good time.
Oh, no!
Natural one.
Oh, you roll a one?
I roll a one.
So you pull back, and you kind of catch your hand in the bowstring, and ow, and you drop your longbow.
So. Minor action, pick it up.
God damn it.
You're like, I'm going to get you, you cackling. Ow!
Ow, paper cut. Ow.
So now you got to actually use a partial action to pick it up.
How many actions do I have?
You can use your move action.
Yeah. You're not going any place, so I would use your move action to pick it up.
I'll just pick it up.
Yeah.
Feeling foolish, Corrin reaches down.
With some numb fingers.
Kind of like look around, make sure no one saw that.
Hey, it's okay. You're in a tense situation. There's scary ladies.
And they're laughing.
Hey, Nick, would you like to roll this 20 instead?
Maybe I should.
All right.
Put you away for now. Get out of here.
Guard is turned now. Let me look up a spell here real quick.
Nope.
Thanks, Dave.
Let me roll.
Make the challenge rating more higher.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely,
and you never come around.
Turn around.
I'm going to cast Hold Person on Blue Bitch.
Oh, shit.
Which is my last second level spell slot, just so we're all aware.
What is
Looks like we're camping out in the window after we finish up.
What is Hold Person?
If we ain't dead.
Allow me to read. Choose a humanoid that you can see within range. The target must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or be paralyzed for the duration. At the end of its turns, the target can make another wisdom saving throw. On a success, the spell ends. All right, she must pass.
Don't you go anywhere.
She must pass a DC 17 wisdom save 17. Or be paralyzed, in which case anyone who makes additional attacks on her will have advantage.
Can I borrow this?
You may indeed.
Because she gets advantage.
Delightful. I didn't think that would be a thing.
And it was a what?
17.
Why would she have it?
Con or
wisdom?
Wisdom. Oh, she passes.
Damn it!
Oh, come on!
Barely.
Fucking shit!
That would have been.
She
kind of so
shakes off your spell.
That would have been so good. You have no idea.
Yo, I have some idea. Alright.
I have some idea.
Honestly, and I'm gonna have to go ahead and Ty Sorfin, you used
Fighting Spirit.
How are you looking at health wise?
21.
Did you get your temporary health points as well?
That's what I did. That's what got my temporary health
points. Alright, gotcha. Then I'm not gonna I don't wanna burn a healing slot on
you're gonna need healing here.
Word just yet. Let me just do one. Quick, a little bit, just to see.
But when it comes back to me, I'd lose it.
You can only have magic
but I'm gonna do
one
it again.
Thing at a time, can't you?
Yeah. Alright. Unfortunately, that is probably just gonna have to be my fucking turn. Because, I don't...
Monsters.
Yeah. I don't think any of my spells... Nope! That's my turn. God, we're fucked.
I think for the first time in this adventure, Corrin's... a little scared.
Corrin's like,
this ain't going well, guys.
He's like, guys, I really gotta pee. Can I step out real quick?
I drank way too much coffee.
Alright, that means it's the monster's turn.
I'm gonna look back. Get me a Red Bull.
Damn.
Alrighty, so the
fuck me up, fam.
The blue one, she is going to.
She's fucking you up, fucking him up.
I mean, once twice Orphan's out of the way, I'm fucking next.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah,
I have a vested interest.
Yeah,
in
she's
him.
Just gonna stab you again
because I'm standing there over her, just kind of hunched. Just
that'll hit.
Oh. Ow! 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 Ow!
Dave's doing things over there.
Oh, man.
18 points of damage.
Oh,
holy
shit.
She gets you right in the same wound.
Pulls some of your jelly bits out.
And she kind of licks her fingertips. She does it.
Oh, my God.
Guys. mean, you.
That was hey, don't worry. None of us might be able to live this down.
out of the same game here, I think we may have just killed Nick's ears.
Oh no!
I'm glad that,
that
is
he
actually
back.
twice yeah. Orphan's scream. Yeah. So it goes from really deep to just piercing your ears, loud pitch scream.
The one next to Morales.
Bring it.
That will hit you. All right. So what's your AC?
21 right now.
Oh. She got 20, so no, it'll miss.
Shield first!
Boom!
The other one behind you, behind her, is going to try something.
Do shit that won't get helped by Shield of Faith.
Yeah.
Can I have several D8s, please?
No, you cannot.
May I have four
you may
D8s?
Absolutely
oh
not.
Oh my god! Stop saying those words. There's another one. Hold
she's
on.
Going to.
Three.
She's casting a spell at you.
I have two.
I gathered as much.
Do you already have four?
He's got four.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Oh, no. All right. What is your hit die?
D10.
Because she's casting sleep. Trying
oh.
to cast sleep on you.
Okay.
And it says, let's see, roll 5d8. The total is how many hit points of creatures this spell can affect.
Oh.
So, she rolled a 28. So, that should affect you, right? I believe.
What is she rolling against? All right.
So, read the spell.
Yeah.
Spell says creature and roll 5d8. The total is how many points of creatures this spell hit points occurred this spell could affect. Creatures within 20 feet of a point you choose within range are affected in ascending order in their current hit points, ignoring unconscious creatures. Starting with the creature that has the lowest current hit points, each creature affected by the spell falls
am
unconscious
within 20 feet
until the sleep spell ends.
No, that
wow.
spell actually doesn't.
So basically, that can't hurt. That
so
wouldn't work on him
10,
or me.
15.
Oh, what's your max?
So
what's
I
your max hit points, Corin?
Miss.
Well, my max hit point is 25.
What's the?
It's spot? Your current hit point.
Corin.
Current.
Hit also points. 25. All
right.
34. Oh, no, I
so
don't
what's happening?
So like, I think basically what it is if she rolls her attack is that those d8s.
Mm-hmm.
If you have less hit points than what she rolls, you bleh.
So oh. 29 actually is the.
I'm still awake, bitch!
Alright, so it doesn't affect.
Red Bull though. Gives me wings, motherfucker!
Yeah, so.
Does Corn get touched by that?
Yeah, who's all affected by it?
Yeah, it does.
What's going on?
He said 25, right?
Yeah.
You fall asleep.
Great.
Oh! Hey, smack him on the face.
Hey, Goethe?
He's like,
are you awake?
I'm awake. I have three. I'm still max.
I'm
still
max. Action to wake up.
I believe it's still a spell. The spell lasts 1 minute.
That's 10 rounds.
You can.
I think you can wake him up.
There's got to be a
yeah. Hey, you.
Okay. Someone could use an action to shake or slap the sleeper awake.
That's all right.
Well, no, because okay. He's gonna have to skip his turn, and then I'm not gonna be able to attack because I'm gonna have to spend it waking him up. Or actually, twice.
Ag could run over.
Ag run over and slap him.
So then we both still get our turns.
Because, like,
if I try to move, she's going to get
no,
an
you're
attack,
right.
Attack opportunity.
I keep seeing your name above his, and I keep saying twice orphan instead of egg. So, yeah.
So, Corin falls asleep. He's like, man, guys, I'm real... Oh.
No, he drops his bow, and he's all like, I can get that.
Nope.
Floor looks real comfy right now.
Fuck this, I'm going to bed.
Did he eat that pastry?
Okay, that's the monster's turn. Now it's Varanus.
Okay. I'm going to swing at the one bottlenecking again.
Dice are just not on our side.
We're going to die.
Once we take our first break for like the day or whatever, we need to have a serious talking to with our dice.
Dice shaming. We're going to have a dice shaming session.
Dice shame.
That's 15. You go away.
give me that one.
Yeah.
Give me the orange one. Right. I'm going to take the orange one.
Working through the progression here.
All right. So, that's. Do you do anything else? Have you used your action surge? You used your action surge to do your breath
weapon. I did.
Okay. All right, that means it's twice orphaned.
And as soon as it gets to me, those five bonus points go away.
Oh.
Oh no!
Twice or
oh no!
Dies.
I should have fucking. I knew it. I knew I should have used healing word. I fucking. God damn it.
So Twice Orphan's dead.
Well,
you're dead, negative
you're
two.
Dying.
I'm dying. That, so that scream.
Fuck. Okay. So do I wake up Corrin or do I try and stabilize Twice Orphan?
Guys, we're gonna make really nice.
Wake Corrin up.
Wake up Corrin.
Because I can use a bonus action to stabilize Twice Orphan.
Which within is 5 feet of you, because you fell over. Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
so, right,
so you
I'm
shake him
gonna,
awake.
I'm just gonna shake you and be like, "Wake up, friend! We still need you."
Sorry. Too much coffee. Did the opposite.
Too much coffee. I had a caffeine crash. It was terrible.
Sleeping Corrin, butt in the air. Trying to pick up my bow, but I'm dummy thick. All
right, so.
You got his thumb in his mouth.
So I have a free action.
Yes.
And I'm going to take one of the bows, or one of the arrows out of Corrin's quiver, and I'm going to stick the dream pastry on top and be like, shoot it into one of their mouths.
Shoot them in the face.
You know what? At this point, I can't even tell you that's stupid. Because
it might work! Who knows?
It might fucking work.
And then top of the round...
Or he could eat it and go, my favorite flavor!
Who fucking knows? We're going to figure it out.
Snack time now.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Desperate times call for desperate snacks.
Can you imagine that story, like, remember the one time Corrin put the fucking drug pastry on the bone and shot that bitch in the mouth?
If doing that saved us from a TPK, yes.
Legend.
All legend.
Right. The thing
dairy.
Is, there's still two in the stairwell, and as soon as they get out of that
bottleneck.
I'm holding them back.
Varanus is holding the fucking line over there.
Varanus is being the badass he's supposed to be right now.
Love isn't always on time.
All right.
Love isn't always on time, folks. Let's remember that, because love doesn't always come too late. Sometimes love comes too early.
I don't get it. Anyhow.
Premature ejaculation.
I'd ask that.
Corrin, it's
your turn. It's back to me?
Yes.
All right. Shoot her in the mouth.
You got this.
I'm gonna shoot that blue bitch in the mouth.
Like while she's
tackling.
Oh, no.
Please always use that accent.
11,
that's 20.
Yeah, that's 20.
Not that's 21, one, but... actually.
Yeah, oh, because I got magic. That. I got 10 instead of
21. All right.
So I'm saying you're gonna hit her, but not in the mouth.
What?
Oh.
Aww.
What do you mean?
Well, that's a 21.
I was gonna say it was natural 20.
It's a called shot on a, you know.
It's a called shot.
You know what?
Hit her in the face.
Yeah.
Go ahead, roll damage.
We'll
see
what
happens.
Rule of cool. We'll see what happens.
We do have a. This is a double idea here.
So that is.
What is it? 4 plus your dex plus 1.
4 plus dex plus 1, so that's 10.
And it's magical damage.
Isn't this magical?
I shot a magical pastry.
Alright, so you shoot this pastry arrow. And it gets her right in the mouth, and she goes, and she's still kind of up, but she kind of seems kind of woozy a little bit.
Yes. Use the power of ketamine!
Here's a piece of your own medicine, bitch!
Alright.
Yes, Corrin.
Nailed it.
Yeah, Corrin, hurry, yeah!
That was a good alley-oop.
You know what? Yeah. You know what? Hold on. We need
I was
to
waiting for that.
Credit where credit's due. Ag had a really good idea.
I gave him the credit. I said it was
idea.
An alley-oop.
It was Eric, alley-oop, good word.
It was like he threw the pastry right. up. And
so,
it's an alley-ag.
So, Garta is going to use a bonus action to cast Healing Word on Twice Orphan. Fucking God.
No.
Shit.
If he gets you back up, use your second wind.
It's okay.
Wind, like,
so you are now at 6 HP. You
second
are,
wind?
You are,
well,
so I had
turn.
Negative 2.
Yeah.
So now I'm at 6.
Yes. You are now at 6 HP, stabilized, awake. You're still prone. And honestly, I've only used... Okay, that's 2. Alright, I'm gonna... As much as I hate to say it, I'm gonna have to save the rest of my magic for healing. And so I'm gonna go 1, 2, 3, 4, getting close. I'm gonna bop this bitch with my fucking hammer. Actually, this
it's a magic hammer, correct?
That is a magic hammer. There we nice. Fucking go. That's a hit. Alright. Ooh, God. Nope, I'm not going to do it. Not yet. I'm going to save that. Keep that one back.
I need
this. Everybody, take back your dice. Who's this one belong to? This isn't mine.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it does belong
not
to
mine.
Me.
Not mine.
I'll just take it.
Just take it.
Woo!
I have plenty more where that came from. Alright, so that
is 2 plus 3 plus fucking... No, wait, I actually have the full damage.
Plus fucking.
Plus fucking. That's only... That's 7 magic damage to the hag with my hammer.
With my hammer.
I'm just as crushed as you. Overpower. So you smack her a good one. She kind of... She seemed like a little like glassy-eyed because the pastry, maybe. But she's still up.
It's okay. That means it's the monster's turn.
All right.
So what's bitch boy going to do? All
right, so she kind of like... I don't know how to do this. There's no rules for this. Make shit up.
You don't have a pastry
maybe
rule?
Maybe just... I mean... Not to put words in your mouth, but maybe just give her disadvantage since she's like
that's kind of what I was actually
stoned right now.
That's kind of what I was thinking. Yeah. So she's gonna try to hit you.
That's fair.
Can I have another? I'm sorry, I forgot my
bitch dad. Got high on her own supply.
There you go.
She goes to swipe at you, and she kind of
yeah.
But she swipes at me. That. She's got advantage against me.
There you go.
I healed you and drew the aggro. I'm a good little cleric.
Good little cleric. The other one next to
come Rennes get some.
She's gonna try to get some.
I'm sure she is.
She misses.
Woohoo!
But the other one is gonna shoot darts
magic,
in your back.
Magic missile. How much?
Yeah, I need another. I'm sorry. Keep
You're
taking
fine.
Dice.
You're fine, dude.
I better be fine.
I think you're fine.
Oh, yeah.
9 points.
Alright.
As again, bolts shoot out of her hands.
I like how she's got a tinge of Michael Jackson in her voice.
The other one goes, Shimon!
Head to the town of Valak.
Alright, is that me then?
That is Varianus.
Okay. I'm going to use my second wind to heal first. Is 1d10 plus 4.
Oh yeah, you have second wind as well.
Yeah.
Twice sword. That's good.
Yeah, that's what's gonna happen.
Yeah. Half your movement to get up from prone, right?
Okay.
Yes.
Now we are swinging at that bitch. That's even worse.
Jesus Christ.
You
it's
go away.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
That's me.
Ow.
Okay, I'm going to use half my movement to stand up. I'm going to use second wind, which is
1d10 plus con.
Yep.
1d10 plus 2. Wait, this wrong one. This one. So 9 points.
Sweet.
Better than nothing. You might survive another hit.
And then I'm going to swing at her because it's the best I can do.
Keep at it, man.
That's a hit.
That'll do.
We just need this bitch to die.
You want them to die, so the other two barely haven't
that's
been,
10.
Been hit yet.
Yeah, but you hold them, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's total of 10, so it'd be...
I've got an idea for next round. It might help.
I roll a total of... No, that'd be 5, because I'm weak.
Alrighty. You still hit her, but, you know, it's kind of... She's also stoned. She's like, oh.
So we're both just like, oh. So it's like really lazy sex.
I love that you equate the battlefield with sex. That's a very twice orphan kind of thing.
Get her up right on her side. Gonna attack with the short sword. I'm not gonna use the destiny.
Shank him.
That's fucking terrible.
That's really the worst thing is that we're rolling
plus,
like absolute so dog
bad.
Shit too.
So I'm gonna use my bonus action, I guess, to just try and do an unarmed strike.
Is that a
and that's
one?
A natural one.
God,
the dice
and fall.
The dice. So is he
prone?
Yeah, you kind of slip as you go to hit. You kind of misstep and
hit all the bone dust on the ground.
Like face first into it, and I'm just like ah.
You trip on someone's humerus.
Yeah, don't breathe in.
Again.
Same humerus.
I think the kid bones
I'm
get you high.
I'm lying on the floor, like, kind of regretting all of my life choices.
Up until this point, when we're in this windmill getting our asses
You're now thinking whether or not punching her in the first place was a good idea.
Like, we all told him to punch her. Like, I smack my face off the ground, and, like, as, like, I come up, and my face looks like, it, like, freezes, and it's like, hey there, that's me.
record scratch. That's me, Agrathorn. I bet you're wondering how I got myself in this situation.
It all started with a broom.
Smash cut. Alright, so now it would be Corrin's turn. Use that magic bow.
Alright, I'm gonna
finish off the drug bitch.
Would it be a smart idea to move away a little bit so I'm not in anyone's range?
Or... Yes. Go back there.
Yeah. Hug that fucking wall.
Alright.
Jump out the fucking window.
I seriously thought about that earlier. Like, if I've got full health and this goes bad, I might try to jump out the window and get the fuck out of here.
I'm gone.
I run into your guys' new characters on the road, like, everyone is high and dead!
Just jump out the window as you're, like, in midair and slow motion.
No, you're just straight back, just throwing the shakas out.
Okay, alright.
But before any of that happens, shoot my magic longbow. Garbage, nothing.
God damn it!
15.
Alright. Alright, I'm next.
Alright, Gartha.
Fucking whore.
Bopper!
Alright. You know
Boot
what?
The snoot. Boot the snoot!
I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to, this might be a bad idea, but I'm going to go ahead and do it, because I'm trying to think long term here. I'm going to use that scroll of bless that I got from that chest in the mansion. So basically, let's see here, who should I use it on?
The reins. Use it on the guy who's prone.
What does it do?
All
use
right.
it on the reins.
What does it do?
Have you seen the video of him doing it again recently? And it is just the worst singing I've ever heard. It's almost as bad as
me singing.
Vince Neil on that video of Motley Crue.
Oof, all right. Rough.
What does bless do?
You bless three creatures of your choice within range. Whenever a target makes an attack roll or saving throw before the spell ends, the target can roll a d4 and add the number rolled to that attack roll or saving throw. So basically,
just once or?
No, like for a minute.
I think I would need that at this point.
Well, you are out of range. I can only... You're a little too far away. I can only get...
I'm still at full health.
Can you
health.
Step back and do it?
No.
Just saying, I'm still at full health.
You're at full health. Okay, I can't move out of... I can't... I can... The thing is, right now, I cannot move... I can... If I move here... It's like, with all of my movement to not get an attack of opportunity, you're still a little too far
what
away.
What if you move here, because you can...
Yeah. Then Varanus would be in range, but see, the thing is, Corrin is just never going to be in range, unfortunately, no matter how I move.
Yeah.
So basically,
you're helping me.
I think I should bless Varanus, Ag, and I'm kind of thinking myself, because I've got the magic weapon to deal more damage reliably. Does that make sense
well,
to you
actually,
guys?
That's fair.
Okay.
Yep. Do it.
All right, so that is my action. I mean, that's
so
basically my turn.
Basically, just add a d4 to our attack rolls?
You roll a 20 and a d4
okay.
for your attack rolls and saving throws. So cool. That'd be me, Varanus, and Ag.
That works.
I'll do that now.
Okay.
And that is my turn, and that means it's the monster's turn.
Fuck me up, fam.
All right.
Well, I'm kind of prone right next to her, too, so that might not.
But I'm still standing right there in front of her.
She's still going to go after twice our friend. She's still pretty drugged up. What's your AC?
16.
It'll still hit.
Oh, Jesus. You need that shield, man.
It'd be 13 points of damage.
Oh my gosh.
Still
alive?
I'm alive.
I'd use that fighting spirit again.
He's like bleeding out, like kind of just clutching
I'm just all like,
chest, like guys.
She's got my stern and she's about to split me to stem and I'm getting worried.
Alright.
He just looks at, oh, that's not good.
Bring it.
Alright, I'm going to be saving my healing spells to raise
the one on the stairway is going to go first.
The back one?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I can get it.
She's going to hit you with that same
darts.
Dart bolt that
the enfeeblement?
Yeah.
Enfeeblement.
We'll try. I forgot what it does.
Please no.
Grave Enfeeblement or Feeble Mind? I can't
stop
remember.
Stop it. Grave Enfeeblement.
If it was Feeble Mind, though, we'd
what
be
is it?
Dead.
What is it?
That'll actually miss, I believe.
Hell yeah.
Lines up the shot.
So it tries and kind of bounce off. What's that? Bounces off your armor.
Shield.
But it looks scary.
Yep. It looks spoopy.
It almost hits you and then has this weird arc around your shoulder.
It is three spoof five, man, yes.
All right, and then the other one's just going to try to hit you with a claws. No.
Ha. Dude, that's a shield.
Some spoopy this way is a going, here. Guys.
Buffing the get fuck out of my party, man. That's what I do.
All right. So I'm going with the... Actually, okay. I want to try something a little bit different. This one's just in the doorway, and this one's behind it. Is that right?
I mean, it's not really a doorway.
It's like the stairs.
Okay. And that's going upwards.
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind. I was going to try to bull rush them, try to push them away a little bit, but I don't know. Make
plus, bull rush, point. You have to take an attack of opportunity.
Okay. Never mind.
Not the best.
We're just going to swing. Dice. Please do well this time. That was a 3. 17.
That'll hit.
Yeah,
that'll
23.
Hit.
That'll hit. And.
Do you finally hit him?
Yeah, no shit. Jesus Christ.
Why'd you roll a d4?
It's a d8.
Oh, sorry.
5 damage. And mark.
Better than no damage.
Yeah.
Better than no
damage. All right. You clip her a little bit.
She didn't take much damage, so...
Yeah.
That's fine, man.
Kind of I'm just bounces, keep, but you still a little...
I'm just trying to keep him occupied.
All right. Twice or...
You're doing a good job. Smart.
Fighting spirit!
He just screams...
Hi, hi, let's go, Kinkasa!
He just screams that every time. He's
protect my balls! My balls. No,
that's an 18, Titan and then I get a...
Protect my balls!
18, so I'm hitting...
Ooh.
For
got
15 cut in half, which would be 7. Plus seven. Whatever you do.
Alright. Get a good chunk in her. She's still up, but she's, you know.
Yes. She's got all the drugs in her.
She starts to get a little slower, you notice.
Alright. Twice Orphan. I mean, not Twice Orphan.
Yeah,
Aggie, stand up.
I stand up.
Punch.
Yeah, and then I'm just going to straight up. I'm going to straight up make a short sword.
Stand punch.
Should be 19?
That'll hit.
Sweet.
Fuck yes.
I'm just going to stop using the tower.
This is how we do it.
3, 4, 6 on the first hit, and then I'm going to go ahead and burn a key point to do flurry of blows and make 2 unarmed strikes. First one,
how much points you say? I'm sorry.
6.
I'm just kind of staring off into space, I realize.
So the first unarmed strike, if it hits, she needs to make a dexterity saving throw of 14 or higher, or she gets knocked prone. Fourteen's not going to hit. So then the second one, I'll go ahead and do the dexterity thing again. And that will hit. Yeah, because that's 20, like, 5.
It'll hit. Alright, she's able to not... She doesn't go prone.
Damn.
But. Okay, but then she takes... 4, wow, sweet. Max damage, so 7. 7 points punch.
She is still up, but she's taking some beatings.
All right. I wish Twice Orphan had a magic weapon, because he would have ended her forever ago.
Yeah.
Alright, go on. Back to Corn. We're going
to
shoot our magical bow at that blue bitch. And we're not going to hit her.
Dude.
Jesus Christ.
Get this fucking thing out of here.
That's 2d20s I've had to give up on.
Hey, join the club. So, I'm working on 4 now.
Garta?
I'm not going to let anybody else roll this one.
Are on
it's good for me.
They're ready.
Alright, actually no.
I'm finally starting to hit
You've
them.
Been decent to me today. Let's see. Oh, you slut. It was on 20, and then it just got low. No. That's probably... No, that's going to be 5 plus 4 plus 3 is 12. No, that's not going to... Because that's going to be a... What is 9 plus... Wait a minute. That's a 17. No? That's 17.
They'll
hit.
So confused.
Because I was waiting for you to stop saying things. Okay.
Is it? No, I'm just kidding. It's a joke.
I couldn't figure out.
Just holding up the sign so everyone knows.
One of my modifiers is temporary, and I'm just like.
I totally feel, dude.
Stupid.
I don't. But...
Jaw definitely feel.
Yeah. So yeah, that would be 10 damage. I haven't.
Brainwave.
My fucking spiritual weapon that I summoned at the beginning of this
fight. Oh,
you haven't been using that at all, dude.
I thought it was a single.
It's just been standing there. It's like a for the duration of the fight or like 10 rounds.
Well, hold on. It might be a thing that you have to actively attack with it. Hold on.
It has its own like you. I don't know. I know you move it on your turn.
I'm
dealt with a cleric.
Fucking sorry if that is the case.
I'm only really upset because we might die now, but if we TPK, it's only your fault. So just...
You guys aren't that rich.
As a bonus action on your turn. Okay.
I am.
I've been having to use my bonus action a lot, so it actually wouldn't have helped us that much. However, I'm going to go ahead and say, may I... Okay. I'm sorry.
I hate for you to... Not use that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said,
I'm a fair DM.
I've been having to heal.
Straight up
a fair god.
I've been having to heal and buff and use my bonus action a lot, so it actually would not have been
like the end of the world.
No one saw that. I didn't see it. You didn't see it. Nothing happened.
No, that was the roll. That's a miss. That was a natural one on my spiritual.
It goes.
It goes.
It just goes.
Guillotine.
All right. Okay, well, at least now I remember it's there, and we can...
So, monsters are up. Varonis is on deck.
All right. So...
God, I'm such a fucking idiot.
Oh, you got it. You're all right.
I'm so upset.
It's okay. Cry about it for a while. Really feel bad about yourself. Oh.
You're just going to get some gross, just phlegmy sobbing over here. Wow. Okay. No!
Hold on.
So I rolled disadvantage. Oh. So she has to take that one.
Oh, but she got a nat 20.
There's
and a
20
one.
And a 1.
Are you serious?
No, thank God. Dream pastry's working.
So she goes to slice into you, and she like trips, and she's all like drugged up and shit, and just falls right on her face.
Yes.
You dumb fucking bitch.
You get advantage on someone who's prone.
That's not what I'm looking for, though.
Okay.
All right, the one on Varanus is going to try to swing at you.
Do I need to...
She also falls. No, yeah, that's the other one.
The front one.
Oh, fuck.
She rolls a 1.
She dropped her arm.
That's all right.
She dropped her arm.
The arm fell off. There's super glue for that.
Put it somewhere, I'll glue it again.
I'm sorry.
I get the feeling that's probably super glue to begin with.
I mean, most people do. God, I'm fucking hurting.
The other one is going to try to hit you with the Ray of Feeblement again.
Damn, I thought that was a one-time thing.
Twice a day.
She's got spell slot, probably.
What's it against?
That's a ranged attack.
Okay.
What was your armor?
21.
God damn, that won't hit.
Dude, that...
You think
Shield of
like,
Faith kicking some ass here.
You think if I try and like hit someone in
this
the
TPK wall, just turns into a boot party.
Pretty much.
Alright, my turn.
Yes.
I'm gonna swing at the one that's
on the ground.
You get advantage and also your bonus for bless.
Just roll. You're not touching this one.
That's the one that's been betraying us, Buckles.
Yeah, you go away.
Just roll that one you've been alright with twice.
They're pieces of plastic, it don't matter.
Oh, it matters.
It's just a plastic. It don't matter.
Plastic gems, shiny,
18.
Pretty, make click-clack sound.
18.
They'll hit.
Thank Christ on a crutch. Where's my D8?
Thank Christ.
How appropriate, because that's what we're going to be after this fight is over.
6 damage.
6 damage?
6 damage.
On the one in the...
Wow.
On the ground?
6 damage.
On the ground, yeah. I just gotta dive.
To quote my buddy Catman, time for some sex butchering.
Can we please get Catman on one of these?
Absolutely.
Please.
Catman needs to come on this show.
All right, so you get a good whack at her.
And
whack.
Mark as well. Mark as well.
You go whack.
All right.
Why Sorvent?
You get advantage. Standing up does not provoke, does it?
No. Does not.
Glad I don't have to take that one.
You take that one.
You know what? It's still better than the first roll.
You don't have to like drop your weapon or anything like that.
Two is better than one.
Barely.
All right.
But it's not a one.
Do you have a fire pit outside where you can burn these dice?
Yes, I do. And I've been looking for a reason to light up the fire.
So, going to go ahead and make my first attack with the short sword.
Wait, mark this. And I got to take this away.
So the first one's going to... Short sword's going to hit with like 20-something.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll deal 4 damage. And then I'm just going to use a bonus action to make an unarmed strike instead of burning a key point. So that's with advantage. And I'm basically just going to like try and like just boot her in the head while she's down.
Boot party! Like,
just, like, you, the tackle, ran-
it's the Randy Orton
bitch.
Punch.
Yeah, so 23.
That'll hit.
And then 4-6.
We're whittling her down. Because once this one's done, we can fucking gang up on the other two. And that's just what I want. And Varanus has been doing a very good job holding the line over there.
He really has. I'm very
like, absolutely the most tanky tank right now.
He's doing his job.
He's being a tankity tank.
Yeah.
I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, hiding in the corner, shooting arrows from the corner,
but not hitting
you're
anything.
You're all doing really what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Just a couple. Two or three.
Based on past records and stuff, you have been like murking things up to this point.
I'm now
so,
evened out.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I did
right.
really good,
right.
And now it's like, dog, what are you doing over there?
I believe
Uthal,
that
Uthal,
it's Corrin.
No, it's Corrin's turn.
No.
It's Corrin.
Yeah, because Uthal
I just went.
Tried.
Yeah.
He missed.
He missed.
Oh, I
missed.
I missed.
Great.
Missed.
I fired.
Magic I bow missed. At the blue bitch laying prone.
Make sure you get advantage, remember.
So did I just
you
roll
can roll it again.
Yeah. Roll again.
So we'll take the 12, which would then add
22.
That'd be
10
for
22. That'll hit. He's back to being a murder machine, guys. No one panic.
3+. What is it?
It'd be 3 plus
Dex plus 1.
Yeah.
Dex is 5, 6, 9.
And that's magic damage, too.
Yeah. You get her, like, right
in the shoulder.
Right in the shoulder, because that's what's exposed. But, like, the top of the shoulder. She kind of,
like,
she's still up,
in.
But...
How is she still fucking up? Goddamn.
All right.
She's about to start.
Garta!
Garta is going to...
Bopper.
Whack.
Wake.
Alright, that's a 17. However, I'm going to see if I can get a crit on her. Nah. But I still hit her. So, with my hammer. And that will be its plus. What's my damage plus again? That's 8 magic damage.
On the lady?
On the one that is prone. Please just fucking die already.
You can tell she is beat the fuck up. She's still up, but...
Well, she's right. Still... I mean, she's laying down.
Yeah. Yeah, she's laying down.
Alright.
She's going to stand up.
Stand up!
Barely.
Stand up! Stand up!
And she's just gonna hit... He's just gonna probably swing at you, since you...
No, she's not.
Okay, she swings at Garrika.
Garrika.
She's gonna miss, because... I'm being nice.
She's still fucking high.
Being nice. All right. She
so the
thank
one
you,
that Dad. Is prone.
The other one's that one prone will stand up.
Yep.
She will just gonna slice you up. She will not. The other one is actually gonna shoot at the little Mr. Range guy over here.
Come again.
There ain't no defense against this one.
Is there a window behind us right now?
5 points of damage.
Damn.
As they shoot darts at you again.
Magic missile.
Magic missile.
Missiles.
Is there a window behind us around this area with the blue lady?
Wait, shit. Who did I hit last time, Dave?
God damn it. Hold on.
I hit that one last time, didn't I?
You hit the one on the ground, I thought.
Oh, shit. Okay. Good save.
Guess what I just fucking forgot to do again.
Because if that one had... If that one hit,
spiritual weapon.
Attack.
God. I forgot my spiritual
just
weapon.
Do it on my turn.
Go ahead.
Do it on my turn.
That's
go.
Go ahead and do it now.
post-it note on my fucking forehead. That's a that's a 17 plus wisdom. So that's like a fucking that's,
who's it hitting?
That the fucking downed bitch needs to fucking die already. That's a that's only a one, but one plus that's six. Six magic damage.
Blue bitch.
Blue bitch.
Six damage on blue bitch. All right,
barely. Spiritual weapon? Question mark.
I'm gonna hit the one.
Thank you, AJ.
Let's see, 13, 19.
That'll hit. Which one are you hitting? The one.
The one that stood up. The one I've been swinging at.
Poke.
The one with two arms.
Two.
Where'd it go?
Two.
Two. Six damage. And mark. Hi, Mark.
You're not doing a whole lot to her, but you're keeping her back.
Yeah, I'm keeping her focused on me, and I'm keeping the one behind her still in the stairway, in the stairs.
I'm going to use my final fighting spirit.
I have a question about temporary hit points. They only last one round, or they last one
till the end of combat? It depends on how you obtain them. Because, like, Fighting Spirit, they only last, like, for one round.
That's one round. So I use it, and so the next time it comes to me, I lose those 5
points. Yeah, and then when you have temporary hit points, you lose those before you lose other hit points.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
First roll. Seven. Four. Excuse me. Four.
Seven. That'll hit. And then I roll damage.
This is a long episode.
Yeah.
That'll be...
It is.
I mean, it's...
We're about on 2 hours.
What's that?
Seven.
Seven.
Yep, about 45 right now.
Are we going to have to do a thrilling conclusion?
I think we can take it to at least 2 hours.
We can...
Let's get the blue bitch down first.
In my head, we're gonna whoop the blue bitch down, and then we'll take the break.
That sounds like fun.
So I'll try and do that by attacking with my short sword. Wah! 17 plus 5, so that
spiritual
hits.
Weapon.
That'll hit.
I don't know why I just noticed that.
That'll hit.
And for 6 damage.
Blue bitch, please die.
I'm going to burn my last key point and use a flurry of blows on.
Please do. Smack that bitch up, as the prodigy used to say.
Smack that.
So, first one, if it hits, dex saving throw to see if she's prone. And that will be 12... 17.
That'll hit.
Okay. So, she will take 4 damage from it, and then she has to make a dex saving throw of 14 or more. See if she gets knocked down.
She fails.
Okay,
so she falls.
What?
So the next hit that I'm going to do, I'm just going to try and kick her, like, in the face. And then if she fails a strength saving throw 14... She's pushed away from me 15 feet. So I'm going to try and, like, kick her, like, right into the wall and see if anything happens. And I miss. So we'll never know.
She gets a splinter.
She's still up, but she looks rough. Maybe on
she's down, guys!
Death's door.
She's, like, on the
come
floor.
Come on,
Corn. Fucking get her!
Shoot that bitch in the eyeball.
All right.
Do it, Corn.
Magic bow at the bitch.
Remember, you get advantages.
Yep. 14.
So that'd be 21.
So 21. No, 23 or something.
That'll hit.
Cool.
That 14, that'd be 24.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
More than
you hit
16.
More than what we need.
That's 3 plus 5 plus 1. So 9. 9.
All right, so she's laying like you know, her head's towards you. You go back and you put the arrow right through the top of her head, and just like comes out like to her like jaw.
Ooh, she, did we get a good like
crumples? Yeah, she gets a. Yeah! And then the two witches start screaming as their mother falls.
I smirk at one of them.
All right, so
and that one's dead.
All right, so I'm going to go. One.
Are we taking a break, or are we going to keep going?
We'll finish the round out.
3, okay. And my spiritual weapon can only move 20 feet at a time, but it's going to follow behind me. And then I'm going to start working on. Actually, you know what?
Remember, this one's still in the stairs.
Yeah. Yeah. So can I reach her?
Come around to this one.
I'd say disadvantage.
How high does the stairs go?
Well, in that
go?
Case, so I was right
like from the
top.
Say like,
yeah. So I'd go
probably about 5 feet.
One,
about 4 feet, probably.
Two,
5 feet up.
Yeah,
and that's it.
Three.
Oh no, I mean where
five.
She's at, probably about like.
So,
but like
five.
The very top. Of the
yeah,
stairs.
I my speed's only 25 feet, so I can't hit.
I think it's like 18.
Either of them with the melee attack yet. So. However, now nor can my spiritual weapon. It can actually only move 20 feet per turn,
okay.
So it's like one space. Like behind me.
Okay.
So instead, I'm going to use something I haven't done in a very long time and use Word of Radiance.
Ooh.
Which, I mean, isn't going to hit them for very much. But anyhow, both of them have to make a wisdom saving. I need to actually check my spell list here as far as which save Words of Radiance.
And they were freaking out when their mom died or whatever?
I think
they just kind of let out like a scream.
I'm going to kind of smirk at them and say, bet you wish you could have gotten to her.
What a dick. Verena.
You use a divine word.
Hey, right. hey, we kill the monsters. We don't make them feel bad.
I was going to make a comment, but I got nothing. That's
I'm
good.
I'm playing my alignment, guys, I promise.
All right, so they each have to make a con saving throw of 15 or
con?
Down, or are they going
to
take
we them? Can also kill them with words, not just violence.
As I'm trying to do. They're probably both going to pass because I get advantage.
What was the DC?
15.
The one in the back will fail, but the
speak.
Should be the first damage she's taken.
That would be 4 radiant damage.
Sweet.
Better than none.
Yes.
I got an idea.
All right. You hit her.
Monsters.
Masters.
Monsters.
Monsters.
The monsters.
Monsters.
I don't know what that is.
You're going to get...
It's from Space Jam.
No, I know what you're saying. I meant the heart.
The fact that he wrote the O and it looks like a heart.
Oh.
It was unintentional.
8 points of magic missile to Garda.
That's
the one in the back.
That's some bullshit. That's okay.
And the one on Varanus. Yeah, baby.
Finally hit me?
Going to hit you.
I'm still sitting pretty good on health, so...
I might need some help here, depending on how much she hits me for.
For 11 points of damage.
I'm alright. I'm at 24.
Not terrible, but not great.
Again, she grabs her claws into you. Rips out.
Scoops
you.
Some of the goop.
She scoops your goop.
Scoop of the goop.
Alright.
Scoop of the goop.
Scoop of the goop.
I spell with the goop. Goop.
Alright.
Varanus.
Fuck that bitch in particular.
Twice orphans on deck.
It's an 11, 17.
That'll hit.
Yay. Max damage. No, almost max damage. That's 12 damage. Excuse me, 10 damage. 10 damage. And a mark.
Huh. The first silent moment.
God.
It was brief. It was one second.
Great.
I'm going to take a moment. Whoever else is in melee is going to be melee attacking. Try to get up next to me.
Oh, that's where I'm
okay,
headed.
Thank you.
That is where I'm headed.
Cool. All right. I'm still going to be focusing their attacks on me if
so
all
you,
possible.
You get a good chunk in her.
Chunk.
Chunk.
Chunky.
Twice orphaned.
What's your health at?
2.
2?
Honestly, I might.
Yeah,
I'm probably
do you have a ranged weapon at all? Don't you like throwing axes or something?
I have a short bow.
You know what? Why don't you use a short bow there, pal?
Because you could technically shoot at the second guy without disadvantage, right? Since it's a bow. Because you're not shooting. You're not, like, sitting there with a sword swinging up.
Throw some darts. Yeah.
Let's see if...
Oh, no, I got an idea.
Okay.
And that uses my dex, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I miss.
You okay. Go wide.
I go wide. Quest Orphan is not used to this short bow.
I just imagine you're, what, 8 feet tall?
We're 8'2", so I'm like,
yeah, that's a little
so,
bow.
So
it's
a free action.
I'm like, and I'm also hunched in the room because
yeah.
It's an
so
8-foot ceiling.
Free action. I'm going to be like, guys, I got an idea, and I'm going to dash all the way across the hall. I'm going to try and climb up the top of the like on the side of the stairwell with like through a support beam and get to the top of the stairwell behind the monsters.
All right, maybe athletics.
Oh,
I don't have the D4 with strength or skill checks, right? Just saving throws.
No, it's
and
skill checks too. You said saving throws, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's throws. I think it's only attack throws and saving throws.
Allow me.
Those were the two you specified.
Allow me to double check and make sure.
All I would say is be careful engaging these things directly and melee their ag.
Oh no, I'm not gonna engage them. They'll engage me.
Alright.
They'll never be engaged.
Target can roll a d4 or number. Attack roll or saving throw. So not this. Would this be athletics or acrobatics?
Is it acrobatics?
I would say athletics, actually.
I feel like this is one of the...
You're not flipping up the stairs.
Acrobatics and athletics are often interchangeable, I feel like.
Yeah, I'd say athletics.
Athletics, okay.
You're kind of climbing. You're not doing a backflip up the stairs.
11.
You fall down the stairs.
I'll give it to you. But that's all you can do. You to take a turn to get up those stairs.
Yeah, because I wanted to dash my way there anyway.
That is...
So that's fine with that.
That is the round.
It's the round.
We're going to take a break.
Yeah, I think this is a good time to take a break.
This whole episode is just one giant fight.
Tune in next time.
To see if we...
For the thrilling conclusion.
Of beating these hags.
Hag beaten.
Because, you know, we've got them held there, but, like, I feel like we're still in kind of a precarious position. Because, like...
We're running out of shit to keep ourselves up.
We're a couple of...
Oh, yeah, I have no key points at all.
Let's,
I can't do Step of the Wind. I can't.
Let's just
kind of
hope that there's nothing else in the windmill.
I'm sure it'll be.
You know, Hag's husband might come down and go, "Hey, what's going on down here, guys?"
Whoa! Her husband, the Tarrasque.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. You bastard, no.
Hey, honey, what? All right, anyhow. Hosts, take us out.
Wow. Say something beautiful, Dave.
Beautiful,
Dave.
You know, no, I will. Nick Maxson.
Aww.
Cute.
Thank you guys.
Get a room.
Thank you guys.
Without
for,
us in it, please.
Thank you guys for playing. Thank you guys for listening, both on Facebook for watching and the great podcast, which is available on
Podbean, Spotify,
Spotbeam. Spotify, Podbean, Stitcher,
Google Play Music,
YouTube.
Google Play Music, YouTube,
and pretty much anywhere else. There's a couple that we're unaware of.
Yeah.
That the Pod Daddy keeps
it's
telling
me,
us, like, there's places, lots of different places,
lots of places.
So
we're gonna take a break.
And for Facebook, we'll be back in probably 15 minutes to continue beating these bitches. And for those listening on audio, you'll have to wait till next week to find out how the Barovia Bros. Fair against these dumb bitches.
Dumb bitches.
They're hags?
Yeah. Hags?
Yes, they are hags.
Dumbass hags.
All right.
Cool. Well, we're out. We'll see you next time on another episode of Dungeons
with dudes.
Yeah!